that far different. You would be able to tell me.
No, and you know, and then here's what I'm talking about. Ref and the
that might only be through the second period. Now I just realized.
Yeah,
that.
No, but we did take, you know, the penalties in the third period, and that's what really bothered me. They gave us three penalties in the third period. Mm-hmm. You know, so the ref and the score and some of the stuff was going on. So obviously we got outshot bad in the third period, 16-3. But you know, we had to kill three penalties. A lot of those shots just coming on from the perimeter on the power play. And again, you know, we had a short bench. Our defenseman really had to grind it and gut it out because we played a lot in our zone in that period. And a lot of it's because, you know, you're shorthanded and you just can't get on a roll. Then you get tired and whatever. But Jamie was outstanding. Our defensemen were great. And our penalty killers were really good, too. So I think they were 0-5 in the game. And just my hat's off to our team. It's, you know, long first half, a lot of travel, you know, injuries in the game. Penalties in the third period, and you've got to find a way to get through the game, and I thought we did an excellent job there.
All right, Huskies win 6-2, big win for Michigan Tech, their 10th of the season. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, located in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock, invites everyone to enjoy this one-of-a-kind lunch special. Purchase any lunch off Habanero's new expanded lunch menu and get one lunch at no charge. You heard right. Buy one lunch, get one free at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen all month. Available from 11:30 till 3 o'clock daily. Dine in or take out.
Spread the word. Tell all family members. Call your neighbors. It's Bucko's Party Store. 12 packs of Christmas sale. All 12 packs of bottled beer on sale. All 20-ounce Dew products, 2 for $2.22. All Pepsi and 7-Up 12 packs, 2 for $9. All Coke 2 liters, 2 for $3. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Stay warm with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Stay charged up for the holidays with all your cell phone accessories and energy drink deals. And a holiday must is Bucko's Special Candy Cane Treats. All sales do not include taxes or deposits.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
What's it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to the best time of the year? It means celebrating the present, with or without actual presents. It means doorbells being pushed to their limits, and doors opening to open arms. It's making sure your party is well-stocked with ice-cold Coca-Cola, so it's well-stocked with warm friends.
Can you grab one for me?
Sure.
It's knowing the greatest gift you can give is your time.
Enjoy your soup, sir.
And having the time of your life giving it.
Thanks, young man.
Having Coke over for the holidays means celebrating the night before Christmas. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Too soon to open presents?
It's celebrating the new year with old friends.
Happy New Year!
And resolving to make any time of year the best time of year.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is nice.
Nothing warms the heart like friends and family, and nothing keeps them refreshed like ice-cold Coke. So pick some up today, and give new meaning to holiday cheers. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's get to some of your questions.
You want to talk about some more refereeing? No, you want to really get me fired up? You want to try and get me? Are you trying to get me fined today or
no,
what?
No, absolutely not. No. What's the deal? What's the ideal amount of time between the last game of the first half and the GLI?
That's a good question. I think, you know, for me, it'd be a week. You know, not
maybe a week longer than the
a little bit week longer, so maybe 10 days. So okay. Maybe you get 5 days off and, you know, 6 days off, you know, so I guess it'd be about a week and a half to two weeks maximum that you're playing, though. So we got a little bit longer than that, I think.
Right But
we got about two and a half weeks.
So and that's the ideal, to give enough rest. Get out of your
I think 4 days, 5 days. Some guys will tell you more than 2 days you're sluggish, and I believe that. But this time of year, I think it's okay to, if you had 5 days off, you know, and then you can have three or four days of practice, and then play two games. So I think if you could do it within a 2 week segment, your time off, your practice, and your games, you'd be fine. Like second half, for example, this year we play one weekend, and then we don't play again the following weekend. So there's a 2 weeks between games, and I think that's pretty good. You know, we'll give them some time off there, and then it's always hard to figure out, well, how many days of practice, because you want their attention, you want their focus, but at the same time, it's a good chance to take some time off.
Next question, with the GLI and the Desert Classic, how does your preparation differ from two regular games?
Yeah, great question, and I'm already going through practices and practice plans, because that's the hardest thing is practicing. So we'll play in the GLI, and it's not a normal week. It really throws everything off, and we've been like that for the last month, because when you went to Lansing and then you're up in Alaska, you don't get your weightlifting in, you don't have your full team for practice. You're worried about the travel, how much you practice. Then you come back from Alaska. And so the last month we've been out of sorts. And we're going to be out of sorts a little bit that 2 weeks. So you have to try and figure out how much ice time you need. At the same time, you want to make sure you have the energy to play the games. But after the GLI, you know, GLI is always tough, because you get basically 3 days to try to get back in shape and play. But you want the energy to play the game. So you don't want to, you know, condition them too hard, and then you get in the game, you don't have the energy. So it's a fine line. But we've been through it a few times, so I think we've got a pretty good plan. Then we'll come home and we'll get a good 4 days we can practice before the Desert Classic, and that's where we can do get back into a routine and do some more conditioning, some heavy conditioning, then go out there and play.
Coach, when you were at Michigan, did this type of worry go on your shoulders, or did Red take care of most of that as far as, you know, making sure that the guys are conditioned enough, yet not too much? And
we all talked about it. You know, we all put our two cents, but at the end of the conversation, Red would have to figure out what he thought was best. In our situation, one of the things I always concern myself with is how many guys we have coming back from British Columbia, because you got the 3 hours time difference. Mm-hmm. So they go home, they're out there a week to 10 days. Now you're coming back, and it's a completely different schedule. It's always harder coming from west to east. And now, you know, okay, that night, do we practice that night? They've all been on a plane or they're traveling for 10 hours, you know, and then we've got 2 days we're going to play. So I'm always concerned about those guys getting back in that Eastern time swing for the GLI. And this year we've got maybe 10, 11 guys, where other teams, I think Michigan's got one. Michigan State might not have any. Northern will have a few. So it's always interesting. It's always a battle trying to figure out what's right, and you never know. I mean, there's no right solution. You just have to know your team and know, you know, how good the skaters are. You check their weight, like I told you. I'll take that scale to Detroit. So when they jump on the scale, they can't say, well, that's a different scale. I think it's 5 pounds heavy, coach. You know, we'll take the same scale. So,
when will the staff start planning for the huge series against Minnesota State?
Well, we already are. You know, we've watched tape. We've analyzed some things. You know, we've watched, you know, in preparation to play some teams, we've watched their games already. So, you know, and that's, you know, a little bit of you know, it's going to be a huge series, and we're coming back, and that's why it's a little weird, because we play Sunday in Arizona, you know, so we'll probably take that Monday off. So it's not your normal week. So we got to cram a lot of things in on Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday's more of a light day, and then play Friday, Saturday. But no, we've looked at it, and those series you're not worried about as much. Our team will be ready to play in those games, just like we were the Bowling Green games. You know, they'll be up for those games. But again, it's not your typical practice week, so we'll have to do things a little different.
As far as the, we know that you get the whole team down at the Great Lakes Invitational. Yeah. Will the whole team be allowed to travel to Arizona?
Yes. Yeah, we're not in school, okay. So we can take everybody, and we'll take everybody out there. And you know, like I said, we need them for practice purpose, stay in shape. You know, it's a nice time to go out there, and like I said, and we've got to look at, you know, playing some other guys. We're not sure who's going to play. And you know me, I always like to play a lot of guys. So we'll try and get some guys in all four of those games, GLI and the Desert Classic.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. If you have another question for Coach Pearson, email it to me. We'll even, Coach said, why don't we take some live calls today?
Sure.
So let's we'll try that here on this Tuesday or Monday morning when we come back here on the Mel Pearson Show. Again, the email address, djatthemix93.com.
Buy a dinner and take home a dinner free. You heard that right. It's buy one, take one at the Library Restaurant Brew Pub. Sunday through Thursday nights, dine in only. Order any pasta, ravioli, steak, seafood, or chicken dinner while dining in, and take home one of their 4 ravioli dinners free. Order your choice of the library's handmade chicken Florentine ravioli, meat, cheese, or gluten-free chicken and kale ravioli. Pick a sauce including the roasted red pepper, tomato, and smoked Gouda sauce. Buy one, take one now for a limited time. Taste something great 2 times at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be right.